You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. Kun Cassius, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Take your hat off.
No, bro.
Take the hat. Just
leave my hat alone.
Let me see people see your eyes.
No, leave my hat alone.
You sure?
I'm trying to be raiding from Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
But I'm more feminine one.
It's a nice hat, by the way.
I know, it's nice. You know, something different. You can't do the same everyday black shirt, black hat, black this. No, man, just a bit different sometimes, you know? A bit different, man. Okay. We're a growing man out here now, so we have to spice it up a bit.
Shout out to this pizza place. That's the pizza place. This is Drake's Firehouse.
Shout out to all the food places. They're doing an amazing job. They're doing an amazing job and feeding everyone, and the food is good. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
What's going on? Come on. Canelo's not fighting in September, so you're not on that undercard. What's going on?
No, we're waiting to confirm a few things at Adrian, but, you know, let's see. Obviously, the Canelo thing worked out good for me, going across to America, you know, it would have been good, but he's not fighting until November. I'm sure I'm not going to wait around to November, so now it's just about working out what's best for me and the options, you know. Options are either America, maybe somewhere else, or maybe even back here in the UK. So I need to sit down with my team and Eddie Earn and stuff, and then let's see.
We know you can't really talk about WBC situation, but can you say anything about it?
WBC sucks. What?
What?
Nothing.
Frustrating. You must be frustrated by the situation.
You know what? WBC is funny, man, because I can't even say too much. I can't say how I really feel, if you know what I mean, because I'm still interim champion. And I'm still trying to get the fight for the world title, and I'm still in the ranking. So, you know, and there's a lot of things going on, and my team's fighting hard and battling every day. So let's see.
Eddie's mentioned Jermaine Franklin as a potential opponent, the front runner. He said there's also other options in there. Is that how it is?
Jermaine Franklin, Cliff Sariola, Charles Martin, Andy Ruiz. These are the kind of guys I want to fight, you know. These guys. But people, listen, I want to fight the best guys, but sometimes it's difficult getting the fights because the guys don't want to fight. They all talk shit, but they don't want to fight, you know. A lot of these guys all talk shit, but they really don't really want to fight. So we have to see and take the next available opponent that makes sense for us, you know.
Whether people like you or not, I think everyone shares the sentiment. How the fuck have you not fought for a world title yet? It's complete madness.
You need to ask Marcus Suleiman. That's who you need to ask, you know, obviously. I don't even think arcs of me, you know what I mean, the right way. I've won all the regional titles up to the interim heavyweight champion, you know what I mean. I'm two-time interim.
Two-time?
Yeah, two times, there you go, you know, two-time interim world champion. So, I don't know, man, I don't know. My resume is better than any other WBC champion resume. What can I do?
But is that down to... Forget the organisation, but you in general, have you made decisions?
Because I is black.
Have you made decisions where you thought I shouldn't have gone that route, I should have gone this
because
route?
Because I is black, that's why.
Come on.
I don't know, man. You can't have regrets in life, man. You know, obviously, we was winning the titles available, and there was good fights, you know, top 10, top 15 fights, so... They made sense, and the guys was fighting at the time was ranked at WBC, so why not, you know?
Dillian, when I was speaking to before the Anthony Joshua Usyk fight was mentioned, when I said if Joshua's not going to fight Usyk, what's the other options for Joshua? And Eddie Hearn always mentioned you as the front runner.
A lot of the time they use my name just to close deals or to get clout or stuff like that. A lot of the time they use my name to get other people they're negotiating with. Because the people know that I'll take the fight because I want to fight Joshua. I want to be in big fights. So they use my name as negotiation tactics. So don't pay too much mind when these things are being said, you know.
Do you generally think before you retire you will rematch Joshua?
I hope so. Otherwise we're going to have to have a punch up in old people's home. We are old. Hit with my cane. You fucker.
That fight happened so long ago, and you've improved as a fighter. He's also developed as a fighter. It would be a completely different fight.
Yeah, it's like, we fought twice already, and two times it was like two completely different people. The third fight would be like, we'd be completely different again, different style, different everything, man, you know. Much bigger fight, different stage in our career, much more competitive fight now than it was the first two times. So, you know, it'd be a completely different fight.
A fight you do want, not potentially for this year, you still want Deontay Wilder?
I will fight Deontay Wilder whenever. Deontay Wilder is, I don't know, I think he's, I don't know, man. I don't know where he is, what's going on. No one wants to see a Tyson Fury third fight with him. So, I don't know. I don't know. I'm willing and ready, you know, like they say, have gumshoe to travel. You know, I just want to fight, man.
But if you ask fans whether they want to see, let's use Wilder as an example. If you want to see White and Wilder,
they're standing there's no. I don't know where you're standing down right, there. Right. And let me stand
you
here.
Look bigger.
I look way too short. There you go.
If you ask fans, would you be all over a White Wilder fight? There's no fan, whether it's here or wherever, that wouldn't say they'd see that all day long.
Because it'd be a great fight. It'd be an action-packed fight where me and him would go at it from the day the fight's made. It will be going. It won't be like him and Tyson Fury sitting there with headphones on in a press conference with me. And we'll be going at it. We'll be going at each other, and it'll kick off. You know, there'll be brawls left, right, and centre. We'd have to be like Hayes and Zorro, all fenced off again. You know.
It's a frustrating situation for you. I think everyone, like I said, whether they like you or not, can appreciate it's a frustrating situation for you, kind of where you are in your career at the moment. That's what it looks like from the outside.
It is a frustrating situation, man, but, you know, in life, that's when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. So that's what I'm trying to do.
You seem pretty chilled about it.
No, I'm not pretty chilled. What you want me to do? Start screaming and shouting and wilding up. Listen, you have to have control in life. And one thing, my life has always been a struggle and been a tough life. So I've always had to have control and discipline. That's what I've get to where I've got to. Listen, I ain't had no big amateur career. I'm not well schooled in boxing. I never had the grounding and the Olympic background and the sporting background, you know what I mean? I come from a big family where we was broke, and it's just been hard work, man. So I've learned discipline and composure. I know to apply myself over the years, man. So that's all, you know. I'm pissed, I'm raging inside, you know. But what can I do? The minute you lose control is when you lose everything else, you know. So
likely chances you'll fight not in September, is that fair to say?
I don't know. Maybe September, maybe October, maybe November. You know, but the earliest date is possible. You know, obviously, I had a little chat with Eddie now, but the fight starts, so you have to run off. So now we need to sit down and thrash stuff out, you know.
Was the conversation you had with Eddie earlier positive?
Yeah, the conversation has been very positive, very, very positive. You know, obviously, I'm easy going. Eddie doesn't need to talk me into fights or talk me into date. I've taken fights on 2 weeks' notice. You know, it's been 6 days from the fight. I don't know who I'm fighting, and I'm training. I'm sparring. I've had 3-4 different sparring partners. One southpaw, one tall guy, one short. So he knows that I'm not a hard person to, you know what I mean? I'm actually one of the easiest guys Eddie and I have to manage and to guide. That's why I don't understand why I just fuck up in my career. You know, I'm one of the guys, I don't turn fights down. Most things you say to me is, all right, cool. All right, cool. You want to fight him? Cool. All right, we're going here, we're doing this. Cool, 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 cool. So I don't understand where the fuck ups in my career. It's crazy.
By the time this goes out, it will be Sunday tomorrow. But you have your boys, Fabio and Alan Babbage, in action tonight.
Fabio going to knock out Nick Webb in about, I think, between 3 and 4 rounds. Babbage might take a bit more. We might see Babbage go about 5-6 rounds today for the first time, because I think the guy is big and weighty, and it'll take Babbage a bit of time to break him down. But knowing Allen, he might surprise and knock out the guy in the first round, because he's quite sacked up and quite pumped up because of the box he get.
Well, I'm going to let you crack on with your night. Have you got anything else you'd like to add?
No, just thanks. Thanks for the support. Keep supporting me. And keep getting onto the WBC until they do the right thing.
It's a nice hat.
Oh, they got the Sensational Ninja this. Oh.
Can I have that hat?
No. Why you want this? Everything can happen.
I want it. Whatever you got, I want, champ.
Why?
It's a nice hat.
I'll send you one.
It doesn't go with the rest of you because you're dressed all in black.
It's got black and red. You know, it does.
Can I have one of these t-shirts then?
You want everything.
Yeah.
You want me to take it off now and give it to you? Yeah. If I don't have a t-shirt, I swear.
Take the top off now.
Get a t-shirt from there and I'll give it to you. Give me a matching t-shirt and I'll give it to you.
Take it off now.
Give me a matching t-shirt.
I want to see what's under there, man.
There's a lot of black meat under here, boy. A lot of black meat under here.
Dillian Wong, I'm going to let you get on with the rest of your night. Listen, we do hope that kind of whatever's going on gets resolved. We don't know everything. We read between the lines, so
Like, you know me, I don't go and scream about my business publicly. I try and deal with it as subtle as I can because that's the way I do business, you know what I mean? But some, you know, so let's see.
Have you got anything else you want to say?
No, just I'm tuning in and want to support Alan and Fabio tonight, you know, obviously, and thank you guys for the support. And more fighters to come. Maybe some new signings coming soon. So keep watching.
Interesting. You should sign me, really.
To do what?
Whatever you want.
1 minute. What are you going to do? Yeah. With those knees, you can't even get up to the ring.
Don't start. You don't live around here. This is my area.
That's all right.
This is my area.
That's all right. Yeah.
You're basically on your own here. You're fucked here.
No, I'm not. You're from Pakistan. You're not from here. You're just a resident here.
I live here.
No, you don't.
Dillian White, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Enjoy the rest of your night and we'll catch up soon.
Cheers, big ears.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.